This intricate narrative of Genesis reveals profound connections between names, divine authority, and prophetic lineage, which shape the foundations of biblical history. Let's explore these interconnected elements, which demonstrate how carefully the Torah constructs its message about authority, identity, and prophetic fulfillment. The story begins with a momentous encounter in Genesis 14:18 between Abram and Melchizedek, who serves as priest of Abram's ancestral homeland at Terach's territory. This meeting carries special significance because Abram originated from Le'al Alyon, also known as Shalem, a name which poetically describes where the sky meets the earth or possibly refers to a volcanic location. The text reveals a crucial linguistic and theological connection. Abram's name shares equivalence with Le'al Alyon, whilst Melchizedek holds the title Kohen Le'al Alyon. This parallel naming creates a spiritual bond between the two figures, with Melchizedek bestowing a blessing upon Abram in his capacity as Kohen. This blessing carries particular weight due to their shared connection to Le'al Alyon, establishing a foundation for the authority structures that would later evolve. Genesis 15 illustrates, when Abram obtained Melchizedek, Kohen Le'al Alyon's blessing, a form of godly figure called herself Magen appeared to Abram and said to Abram he became fertile and will have Ishmael from Hagar. Magen also prophesied Hagar to become pregnant from Isaac. However, Yahya Cain's bloodline is harmful toward Abram Seth's bloodline. Thus, Abram's bloodline must destroy Yahya Cain's lineage. Then if Yahya bloodline to mix with Abram's Seth's lineage, then punishment of Yahya bloodline to harm toward Seth's bloodline, prophesied as 400 years exile, natural selection and Masech known as the house of bondage, which means captured spirit with no return. Torah prophesied when Seth's bloodline destroy Dan's territory will possess massive wealth. This means most Yahya Cain's bloodline is at Dan's territory. A transformative moment occurs in Genesis 17:4 through 5, when a godly figure appeared to Abram and said, I am El Shaddai and blessed Abram with a new name, Abraham. This divine act comes with a profound promise. Abraham would become the father of multiple nations. This name change represents more than a simple relabeling. It fundamentally alters Abraham's relationship with both divine and earthly authority. The text suggests that once Abram becomes Abraham, he no longer maintains equivalence with Le'al Alyon, which consequently means Melchizedek's authority as Kohen no longer extends over Abraham under his new identity. Furthermore, El Shaddai said to Abram, I will make you exceedingly fertile and make nations of you, and kings shall come forth from you. This means Hagar's son from Isaac, Ishmael and Isaac are Seth's bloodline representing chosen bloodline from God. Thus, Abraham surpassed the divine authority Melchizedek due to his righteous descendants. Genesis 17, 18-21 illustrates a godly figure blessed Ishmael and promised Abraham will make him fertile and exceedingly numerous. Ishmael shall be the father of 12 chieftains, a great nation. Furthermore, a godly figure promised Abraham. Holy divine covenant will maintain with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to Abraham. Genesis 22 illustrates Kabrun tribes demanded Abraham to offer his one-year-old grandson from Isaac, whom Hagar bore, as the burnt offering on one of the heights of the land of Moriah. Abraham took Isaac, Ishmael, and his one-year-old grandson, then strapped Isaac's hands at the road to the offering height, where he could not interfere the offering events. Then Abraham took his one-year-old grandson at the offering place that took the knife to slaughter the child. But a godly figure again appeared to Abraham and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Do not raise your hand against the boy or do anything to him. When Abraham looked up, saw the ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as burnt offering in place of his grandson. Once again, a godly figure appeared to Abraham and said, Because you nullified Kabrun deceit that demanded harmful events toward Seth's bloodline, and you did not harm toward your grandson, thus I will bestow my blessing over you, and make your descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven and the sands on the seashore. And your descendants shall seize the gates of their foes. All the nations of the earth shall bless themselves by your descendants, because you have obeyed my command. Torah illustrates God spoke with Hagar at two occasions, and God closed all womb at Abimelech's territory due to Sarai's prayer. Thus, both Ishmael and Isaac lineage represent God's holy divine desiring human. The pattern of divinely ordained name changes, also mentioned in Genesis 35:10-11, where Jacob receives a new name Israel, accompanied by God's promise. Kings would emerge from Israel's lineage. This transformation sets the stage for complex developments in the family's next generation, particularly concerning Benjamin's birth and identity. Benjamin holds a unique position in the narrative as the only son born after Jacob's transformation to Israel. The text reveals intricate details about Benjamin's genetic heritage, indicating Benjamin had Judah's DNA. This connection becomes crucial in understanding Benjamin's role in fulfilling the Melachim, King's prophecy found in Torah. Despite a family scandal involving relations with the father's wife, which led Rochel to name him Ben-Auni, Israel maintained the name Ben-Yamin due to Judah's DNA was identical Israel's DNA. The careful construction of these interconnected elements reveals the Torah's sophisticated approach to establishing and maintaining divine authority and royal lineage generation after generation. Torah illustrates Abram's name change, genetic connection, and symbolic representation builds upon previous elements to create a cohesive narrative about the establishment of divine kingship from Abraham's lineage. Furthermore, Torah mentions Sarai's name change to Sarah when God promised her to bore a son named Isaac. The concept of name change creates a unique bridge between different aspects of Torah prophecies, but mostly signified fertility and righteous descendants. These multiple layers of meaning, expressed through names, relationships, and prophetic promises, work together to communicate complex theological and genealogical concepts. The narrative employs various complementary means to establish its message, including direct divine intervention through name changes, genetic relationships, and symbolic representation. Every element builds upon previous developments to create a comprehensive narrative about the establishment of divine kingship from Abraham's lineage, demonstrating the Torah's careful attention to detail in constructing its message about authority, identity, and prophetic fulfillment. I hope this episode could enlighten new understanding from Torah, and thank you for listening. Please follow Torah Truth Podcast. Until next episode, stay blessed.